Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklubro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two nice guys, no big surprise.
Aka one salmon couchy, two fans of Fauci.
Hey, we're still here.
Still here. Still doing it, still bringing you content, still finding the stories that every day make us laugh, the stories that
make us wrinkle our noses in defiance.
Yeah, and just going out.
The stories that have filled this pandemic, you know, when Randy and I sit here and say, can we do this another day? Is there enough to say for another day? There are always something to say.
It's just what is happening each day as a result of this pandemic or tangentially that we can then touch upon and then sort of extrapolate out life lessons. And that's what this show is. And I hope it gives you guys a break in your day, whatever it may be, dog walking, picking up dog poop in your dishwasher. I don't know why you're letting your dog go in there.
Your dog shit in your dishwasher.
Don't do that.
All right.
That's what we hope it is. All right. Shall we jump into this right now? Okay.
Yes.
When you are looking for a wedding site, and there are so many factors to consider, Jay? Do you not want people to come?
Then make it a destination wedding.
Okay. Why are you guys getting married at base camp of Mount Everest? Because we don't want
Uncle Eddie to be there with his gout and his occasional racist comments.
That's right. You don't want. It's like, you don't want people to wear shoes?
Do it on the beach.
Right?
If you don't care where you do it, I don't know, just have an open bar. Right?
Yeah, rent out a Waffle House in Tampa. That's if you just are like, we're putting all the money in the bar.
Right.
So you have to weigh your options and say, okay, what is the best wedding for me and my spouse? And then that's what matters. And in some marriage, that's the bride who is the person who sort of steers that ship. In some place, it's the groom.
It's the groom. That's right.
Here's the deal. You always have to listen to the person who wants it more.
Right. Whoever has the strongest opinion. The strongest opinion on this issue, they're probably going to win this fight.
So they're satisfied. His or her dream wedding. That's essentially what you're trying. What the other person is trying to satisfy.
Right. And it's your first opportunity in the marriage. Obviously, I'm assuming these aren't all arranged marriages, so people have been in relationships before. But it's your first opportunity as a married person to understand what it is to compromise.
That's right. That's it. But I will say this across the board, when looking for a wedding site, it is probably a good idea and important to make sure you're allowed to have your wedding there.
Correct.
If this is where you're going to have it, if this is where you're going to let people, it's going to be.
Oh, boy.
That's what happens in this next
story.
This
is a massive screw up. All right, let's get into it.
Here we go. A Florida couple, of course, attempted to host a two-day wedding celebration in a mansion that they did not have permission to use.
Yikes.
And when the owner found out about it on the day of their planned nuptials, he called the police.
This is why you need a wedding planner.
This is it, man.
Run interference.
This could be a sequel to the J-Lo movie. Was it J-Lo or was it Sarah Jessica Parker?
No, J-Lo was the wedding planner. Sarah Jessica Parker was failure to launch.
Got it. Both
of them were McConaughey, though. And I would argue that both movies would have been better if McConaughey was at the weight he was in Dallas Buyers Club.
That's right. And we all
just like 140 pounds, 129 pounds.
Yep.
McConaughey. And then it's a romantic comedy, and it's about how she's like, instead of I can fix him, she's like, I can nurse him back to health.
You need a rom-com wedding planner to sort all this out. Rom-com planner is, by the way, a Jennifer Garner movie, I think.
Is it?
Right? She just plans which rom-com couples should,
which ones they should see. Which rom-com a couple should see based on their relationship, and she doesn't realize that she herself is in a rom-com.
That's right. And she doesn't realize
that. I would watch that.
That, come on.
The rom-com planner?
The rom-com planner? That, I feel like...
The rom-com mom.
The rom-com...
That's what it is.
She's a mom who never got the wedding she wanted.
Right.
And so, and maybe her husband died.
Right.
Her husband died.
But he's still haunting her, so he's hanging around, and he's not letting her move on.
And so she plans all these weddings.
She's a rom-com mom. And she plans what rom-coms
movies couples should watch.
So she's obsessed with rom-com. This is a good movie. This is legitimately a good movie.
Courtney Wilson, the groom, and Shanita Jones,
didn't
the bride.
We know Courtney Wilson?
And we knew a Shanita Jones. The bride sent elaborate invitations to family and friends to attend their wedding at a dream home and estate.
Oh, boy.
So you see the estate, and you're like, okay, mm-hmm. I saw it. And I'm like, this is going to be a party.
Yeah. Yep.
We aren't leaving the estate, okay?
So until we start doing some serious drugs.
No, we start doing the serious drugs from the airport
in
to
the shuttle
estate.
On the
That's
way to
right.
the estate.
And yep. then let them kick in when you get there.
Because what could happen to us? We're just going to be on this estate the whole time
they
for 2 days.
They clearly booked this estate. I mean, why would they send out the elaborate invitations? But they never got permission from the owner, Nathan Finkel.
Finkel!
To hold the event there. NBC affiliate.
They got finkled. It like they when someone finkles you, that means they
I don't
found
know.
Out you were going to have fun,
and then they wanted
and they
to cancel.
Put
it.
A wet blanket on it. They finkled the hell out of you.
Now, who handled this? How do they even locate a place? So I have so many questions. How do you locate?
Is this even a place where weddings get held? Like that's my question. Did they just rent the place and they're like,
or did they just look in on Google Earth and say there? Let's have our wedding at this place. Can we? I don't know.
Did they have the keys to the house?
There's so many questions, all right? You send out invites. You should at least know that everything is cool, right? Maybe a call ahead of time. You need a rom-com mom.
Did they?
Sorry. You need at least a rom-com mom.
Did they even put a deposit down is my question.
There's so many questions here. Why you would go to this much and have people show up. It's just insane.
I don't get it.
The detailed invitations describe their love story and how they've been reunited via divine intervention 30 years after meeting in high school. Yeah, it's a great story.
But then,
how did you screw it up so badly with this house? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who did you talk to?
Who gave you the go-ahead? And by the way, you're not 29 years old. You've just outed yourself as being like adults and you didn't know to ask someone?
They requested guests join them for the ceremony and reception that would last until after midnight on Saturday. They would then return back to the mansion on Sunday for an afternoon brunch, the station reported. Again, great idea if you can do all this.
Right.
Is this not a great idea if you can do all
it? It's a great idea. I love it.
Sure. You can schedule all the events you want.
That's right.
As long as the owner of the house you're planning to be at knows about it.
And he didn't.
Finkel. When Wilson showed up with another person on the morning of the wedding day. Who? Who's the other person he showed up with?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you showing up with? I mean, are you showing up with the bride? Who are you showing up with?
Wedding planner.
Ready to begin setting up. Why is he setting up his own wedding?
This
what
feels
is happening?
Like they went way DIY. They just were like, we're going to get this place, and then we can do whatever we want.
I saw a house. Yeah. But they sent out the invitation. Okay, Finkel then saw them at the gate and immediately called the police. Wedding planner.
Yeah.
Am I right?
J-Lo would have called ahead and got something set up.
In the AM. Or J-Lo would have called Sarah Jessica Parker, who would have called ahead. And you know who they would have called ahead with? Jennifer Garner.
That's right. They all would have been so buttoned
She's
up,
buttoned
on,
up on it. Buttoned up and buttoned down. What else is she doing now?
She would have been super buttoned up and she would have dressed him down.
That's
right. Am I right?
I have people trespassing on my property, Finkel told the 911. 911.
Oh, bro.
Dispatch. I got. Okay, come on, dude. Calm down. People are dressed in tuxes with topiaries. They are not there to rob your house.
This is not a BLM rally in your face. Okay?
Organized by Antifa, like I'm sure you told the 911, okay?
Or like the OAN network is probably reporting it as like a rally.
Right. This is a wedding. If I were you, I'd collect the check. Take the weekend off and just leave.
Head down to the Keys. Just do what you
charge them out the wazoo for the estate.
Yeah, say you could say to them, "Hey, we didn't know that you were doing this. That's going to be an extra charge."
I'm
calling the police.
I'm going to tell you what else he said to the dispatcher, Finkel, on the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about a great sponsor for our podcast. I'm talking about Lucy Nicotine. It is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. That's very important. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. I have a friend who helped basically transition from not smoking again by using this type of a thing. And Lucy is so great. And I know that he is so happy that he used the gum to get off of smoking. And he wasn't smoking around his family. He wasn't doing it at work. And it just made him so much happier. It's 2021, guys. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug the vape. Throw out your dip. And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. We cannot endorse this enough. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So it's simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Sklarbro to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.CO. Use the promo code Sklarbro, SKLARBRO, at checkout. Disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.CO, and be sure to use that promo code Sklarbro. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Mention the tickets on May 22nd, Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. West Coast time. We've got the Doughboys. It's such an amazing podcast.
So fun.
Love these guys so much. And we're going to do the fried chicken sandwich challenge. Me, Jay, and Dan.
I'm saving up calories now.
I'm not going to eat for 3 days ahead of time, but we're going to try the Chick-fil-A sandwich, the Popeye sandwich, and the Kentucky Fried Chicken sandwich.
And I think throw the McDonald's sandwich.
We might have to throw the McDonald's sandwich in there, and we might have to throw an Arby's roast beef on the floor just for the hell of it, okay? Just to get that out of the way. Yeah. But we're going to try it, and because the Doughboys are all about chain restaurants and everything, we're going to do that, and we are going to determine what is the best chicken sandwich. You got to tune in for that alone.
Tune in.
For that information, again, get your tickets at DanielVanKirk.com or nowherecomedyclub.com Saturday. And the musical guest is Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek. Come on, guys. Get your tickets.
Unreal.
This is going to be great.
All right. Let's get back.
So when we left,
Nathan for you said,
call the cops because
there are people trespassing on my lawn. Like, he was afraid there was going to be some sort of row.
I mean, I get it. But at the same time, you could have probably talked to these people about what was going on. Okay, this is what he then said to the cops and to the 911. And they keep harassing me, calling me. They say they're having a wedding here and it's God's message. I don't know what's going on. All I want is for it to stop.
God's message? That's such a...
God told him to have a mimosa fountain? I don't understand. Like, how is God the wedding planner here?
In what book of the Bible does it tell you to keep the DJ on for an extra 4 hours?
Is that Drake 3:15?
I think it is.
That's what we call God's plan, Jay.
God's plan.
God's plan. When the police arrived, they asked Wilson to... So he stuck around until the police came. Asked Wilson to leave the property immediately and not come back. Wilson complied and no charges were filed. So what did they tell other guests?
Who showed up and they were shroomed out, ready to party. The whole thing.
We got
two days
at this estate and then he's not even there.
Lord.
Finkel put the property on the market nearly 2 years ago and it's currently listed for $5.7 million according to the Sun Sentinel.
Okay.
This isn't Finkel's... Why isn't this his dream house?
Yeah.
You want to get rid of the damn thing. Rent it out, Finkel.
Rent it out.
Rent it out.
Make that money.
First of all, he would have made $5.7 million in 2 years if you would have just rented it out.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Equipped with a swimming pool, hot tub, bar, gazebo, tennis courts, elevator, and bowling alley. This is a perfect wedding destination.
Yes, it is.
The estate was previously owned by Finkel's late father, who had been an early IHOP restaurant franchise owner.
All right, so Finkel, this is not your money either. Don't act like you earned this house. Nothing.
They made their bones basically housing drunk people. That's what IHOP was, the International House of Pancakes and Drunk People.
That's right.
This is just like a more upscale clientele. Months earlier, this is what happened, Jay. Months earlier, Wilson visited the estate during an open house and pretended to be a prospective buyer, said Keith Polyakov, attorney for Southwest Ranches, where the suburban mansion is located, the Sun Sentinel reported. So wait.
So he walked through and pretended
to want to buy the house,
place. Okay,
only to case it for his wedding, Jay.
Why the
what
hell?
Did he tell, what did he tell his fiance?
What the hell did he tell her?
Don't worry about it, babe. I got it. Don't worry
don't
about it.
Don't ask any questions, but don't we need to put down a
deposit? It's a surprise. Like, your wedding destination should not be a surprise to one of the two people who are getting married.
Yeah.
Apparently, Wilson called Finkel a few months later after his open house to ask if he could use the backyard for a wedding. You know the way you go to an open house,
mm-hmm.
and if you like it, you then call them and say, hey, we're not going to buy your house, but can we use it for our wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're their best friend from
college?
And he said,
yes, of course you can.
So
no, actually, he said no.
Hey, man, you don't know me, but I looked at buying your house, and even though there's no way I could even afford buying it, you ever think about having the wedding in the backyard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that cool?
I'm sure you get this request all the time, so
you're
you know what
that,
it is,
right? Right. Finkel said no, by the way.
So
said flat out no when he asked.
After he denied you, Wilson, the story should be over. The fact that you told guests to come down to Florida or come to this house is beyond...
What did they tell their guests?
There was no wedding that day at the Dream Estate. And again, how pissed was Jones at Wilson? Do you know what I'm saying? Shanita Jones
has every right to not go through
because
with this
wedding. Because you know, up until the police came, he was telling her, babe,
I got this.
I got it.
We're having our wedding here today. Don't
Trust
worry.
Me. I talked I to a guy, it. This guy a while back. I looked at the house.
What did he think? That basically because they're listing the house that it was going to be vacant, that no one was going to be there?
Yeah, just show up. Yeah, because just because it's vacant doesn't mean you can have a wedding on it. For a weekend. For an entire weekend. I probably would have listened to Frankel when he said, when you called him and asked if you could do it, and he said, no way.
No, you cannot do it.
But it's probably vacant. The guy had no idea he lived there. You know, the shock that must have been on his face when he showed up at the gate and the owner was
actually there.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
So basically, zero
the heat
planning.
And the sweat that starts coming from the back zero of your neck.
Zero planning.
To the floor of your head.
This was just a weekend with a bunch of friends at what they thought was basically a VRBO. Okay. So there was no planning done
VRBO
whatsoever.
VRBO that they're not paying for.
Right. What was the plan for catering or music, Jay? Or bartenders? Again, I'm going to assume that none of this was booked ahead of time. This was slightly less planned than like a Vegas elopement.
But at least there, they have everything taken care of for you.
But in the end, when the guy who owns the venue tells you that you cannot have your wedding there in the backyard, even if it's
the most casual wedding ever, you can't even have your wedding on the beach below someone's house.
Time to find another venue like a Tampa Waffle House. And guys,
that
is a show.
There
that is
go.
How we do it. Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
Guys, get permission to have your wedding and then have the wedding. That's what we say. We'll see you guys tomorrow. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La di da da da. In my car. Star Fans Avenue, a podcast, a podcast network.